This document has, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ann Volp, ANNVOLPP. Date of birth 03/04/1943. Date of appointment 11/15/2022. Requesting physician Akbar Hassam, AKBERHASSAM. Dear Dr. Hassam, I have the pleasure of seeing Ann Volp today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 9/13/2022. Her symptom at that time was difficulty speaking, forgetting, mumbling the words, unable to bring the words out. As per the husband, the symptom lasted only 5 minutes. Initially, she was incoherent. There was no weakness, no numbness, no visual problem, no headache. In the emergency room, CT of the head done, which was read as negative. But MRI of the brain done. Which shows punctate 2 mm recent cortical infarct in the left precentral gyrus. Today she is here in my office for follow-up. Her balance is not good. For a while cannot stand, having vertigo, feels dizzy and spinning sensation, feeling numbness in the hand. Past medical history. Atrial fibrillation, hypertension, asthma, hyperlipidemia, depression, dementia, GERD, chronic pain syndrome, diabetes mellitus, overactive bladder. Past surgical history, stent, ablation, cholecystectomy, allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, albuterol, amlodipine, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, citalopram, donepezil, famotidine, glipizide, hydrocodone, linagliptin, metoclopramide, metoprolol, oxybutynin, aspirin 81 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family Steve, mother deceased, father deceased due to heart issue, one brother deceased. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having vertigo, weakness, trouble walking, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination is 10-5-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in both feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, stroke. Number two, TIA. Number three, essential tremor. Number four, peripheral neuropathy. Number five, gait ataxia. Number six, hearing decrease on both sides. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily and Zocar. Her history is also suggestive of peripheral neuropathy. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I advised her to use walker or cane. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office after all these tests will be done.